And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. All right. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you guys, we have a new advertiser on the show. We're glad to have him, proud to have him part of the team. Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care just opened their fifth location in the Birmingham area. They've got locations in Chelsea and Hoover. Those are the two newest ones they've got. They're open 7 days a week. They have extended hours at most of their locations, and including weekends, by the way. And they see clients of all ages, from birth all the way on up. And they can do x-rays, immunizations right there on site. So listen, Southern Immediate Care, if you need a place to go and you don't have to have an appointment, you can just do walk-ins. Southern Immediate Care. And I know the owner of Southern Immediate Care personally. What a great dude who also shares the values of this show. And so, yeah, think about it. Southern Immediate Care. If you need care, 7 days a week. They're all over the Birmingham area. Just look them up. You can find their locations. Two brand new ones, Chelsea and Hoover. And I heard they have more coming. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care. Glad to have them on the Right Side team. I'll tell you what, I'm going to jump over to some text messages because I see that I've only got a few minutes before I jump into the next part of Monkey Business. But apparently we got a bunch of texts. Brian from Huntsville says, Monkey Business, a.k.a. Monkey Shines. Yes, Monkey Shines is a thing. Said, heard them both growing up, usually when I was getting my backside tanned by a belt. Yeah. What else we got here? Terry from Hartsell. Let AI redraw the congressional lines without reference to donors. Interesting. Interesting. I don't know that I want to go there, but okay. Interesting. Terry from Hartsell. John from Huntsville. Hey, Boomer, pretty soon robots are going to be chest feeding innocent little babies.
Stop.
That was just awful.
That was
totally uncalled for. That was a reference to last week's Adventures in Woke World. Ooh, I think I have the emotional scars from that one. Tracy from Athens, if folks aren't already stocking or prepping the basics, getting gear. Yeah, we're talking about the AI thing. I was talking about, and by the way, I had somebody say, you have not yet played Jackassery, and everything we're talking about is Jackassery. So I'm pretty sure, thank you. Thank you, brother, for being quick on the button. Flogging that mule, Jackassery. Brian from Huntsville. Okay, brand spanking new. Who, by the way, is telling me that I'm spreading lies about the gator who came on land and dragged the... So apparently he's a gator lover. And he says, basically, agent searched for 2 days. I don't know what you're trying to tell me, sir. So basically you're telling me the kids did not see their dog get taken. I guess, okay. Sir, you are welcome to walk your dog near that pond at any given time. By the way, I highly suggest you slather yourself in bacon grease and go barefoot near the pond yourself. And I think that will go well for you. All right. That's the new Brian. Call him, by the way, change his name. Call it Gator Brian. Gator Brian from Huntsville. We'll keep him in the system. You saving that one? All right. Good deal. JT from Lacey Springs says, with those photo towers, we're talking about the AI photo towers. With those photo towers, he said, you may as well add lasers. Stopping perps and zapping possums before they can cross the road. Donna from Coleman. You can kill people who have fish allergies that don't know if a fish product is in another food. You know, you're right. That brings up a great point. So if they start forcing us to get away from beef and pork, you know, those who have shellfish allergies or even fish allergies, not a good thing. Mike from Athens. Don't the Twitter fact checkers need a new job? Perhaps they can program the AI for censorship. Mike, you just touched on an article that I didn't get to in my stack, is that they are saying the World Economic Forum highly suggests that AI and censorship teams at places like Twitter and Facebook combine their work. And don't want to do it. Mark from Red Bay, God's the only one that could take the grass and turn it into steak. Thank you so much. Good stuff there. Glenn from Bluntsville. You guys need to hit that Jackassery button. We did. We'll do it some more. And Eric from Eva, says, I've often wondered if everyone gets the same ads as me. I'm listening on the app a lot. It seems rather focused. I don't know what to tell you, brother. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. Looking out the window right now, I can confirm. And I'm just saying, this show sends its signal like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Hey, before I go any further, I got to tell you guys, if you're in the breaks, and by the way, I just realized, I think what he was saying in that last, that text I got a minute ago about the ads he's hearing.
Right.
He was talking about AI, probably. Like,
oh,
maybe
that's
AI
what he was talking about.
Yeah. But speaking of the ads, perfect segue. If you hear those ads during the breaks, just know this. That is how Right Side Radio sustains itself. So one of the ways. We are technically a 501c3. Charitable contributions also, sustain what we do. But advertisers. I mean, we're a business. We're not owned by the radio stations that you listen to us on. We have to run our own office and our own studio and do all the things it takes to be on the air. And that being said, one of the ways we do that is by selling advertising. But you can't call the station and do it. You got to call us. So the way it works best is go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab, and then just send us a message. And we will get in touch with you ASAP. We'd love to have you on the team. Just signed up Southern Immediate Care this past week. Got a couple other folks we're working with right now. And I'm hoping to see more people joining the team shortly. But we got room. If you want to join, we will take you. That being said, rightsideradio.org is where you go to find out. Hey, I'm doing this segment called Monkey Business. And I'm talking about, what'd you say, Boom?
I said, I don't have a monkey sound. I was gonna do a monkey sound. I don't have one over here.
Jackassery will work just fine. Go ahead.
There it is.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So when I was a kid, if my granddaddy saw us running around looking like we were up to something, hey, what kind of monkey business is going on around here? Basically, what he meant was, y'all are up to something. What is it? Here's another story for you. This one also came from 1819 News. State Senator Greg Allbritton, I know Greg, he's a friend of mine, but State Senator Allbritton, he's a budget chairman in the Senate. He's also on the Alabama Corrections Institution Finance Authority. That's the commission that's been set up to oversee the construction of new prisons in the state of Alabama. Now, y'all, just a few years ago, 2021, in a special session, the Alabama legislature approved $1.3 billion in funding to build two new prisons. Do we need them? We absolutely need them. I'm of the mind that we need them. You got to have a place to put prisoners, and right now what we've got is so under the gun with federal inspections because they're awful. Some of those facilities are third world. We're not talking about trying to make everything comfy. It's not at all. But how about this? At least make them safe for our corrections officers. They're awful. The way they're housed right now puts our corrections officers at risk, and we've had several die in the last few years. So two 4,000-bed facilities, one in Escambia County, the other in Elmore County, were thought to be needed promptly, got to have them, as ADOC, the Department of Corrections, continues to be under federal government scrutiny. The initial cost of the Elmore prison, $623 million. That was the initial estimate. Huh. How about this? Just this spring, in March, a 56% increase was approved. 56% increase. $975 million now for that one prison. This is approaching a billion-dollar enterprise for one prison. And the problem is, according to Senator Allbritton, we have yet to get the full-blown cost on this. Why? Because when it was set up as what they call a design build. Not a design bid build, a design build, which means design the prisons, build it. And then whatever changes along the way, you just deal with it. Well, y'all, I'm just telling you, we have now got ourselves roped into something. You talk about monkey business. I mean, like, for instance, there's supposed to be an educational facility within the prison, and I'm for that, by the way. I really am. A 5,000 square foot classroom area, which the junior college afterwards said, that's not big enough. Well, now you're telling us, after we've already set it up and put it in the plans, it's increasing to something like a 50,000-square-foot facility. Well, yeah, that'll add to the cost. Then there's a Biden inflation, which is not helping at all. All said and done, talk about monkey business. The state tax dollars have already been approved for $1.3 billion in a project that we're supposed to build by law. And oh, by the way, we've already commissioned the work to begin because the design build process allows for the construction to go underway even before the costs are fully known. Does this sound like something ripe for disaster? Sounds like monkey business to me, but there it is. All right, let's shift gears. Let's look national. How about this? Cocaine at the White House. Blow your mind. There's a pun there. See that? Blow your mind. Got it? Okay. Cocaine at the White House. Talk about a story that keeps on changing. So Senator Kennedy summed it up pretty well. Anyway, story here from Fox News dated yesterday. The White House has not been doing a very good job of dealing with the discovery of cocaine in its confines. Talk about monkey business. So first of all, this is the most secure house in the whole world. I mean, cameras, any number of surveillance systems, armed guards, metal detectors. You got the ability, you got sniffers. You got the ability to screen anyone who comes in. It makes TSA at the airport look benign, all right? And there's no way in the world you can't tell me who went into a certain room at the White House at a certain time. If that can happen, then you're not the security element we thought you were, Secret Service. Well, they found cocaine in the White House. Cocaine! This is not that harmful marijuana that liberals believe should go ahead and be legalized. No. It's cocaine. The story about where it found, the article says, has kept on shifting. They haven't given us a straight answer. They can't even tell us why they won't give us a straight answer. And then on top of that, they seem to be trying to blame anyone else, from workers to tourists. It's a high-traffic area, said the glass-ceiling-breaking Karine Jean-Pierre. A high-traffic area? The White House is probably the least high-traffic area. Now, I've done a tour of the White House. I've had the opportunity. You could sign up for a tour. It's specialized. You have to have an invitation. It does happen. It is the people's house. But it's not like they're traipsing through unaccompanied. It's not like no one knows who walked in the door. And by the way, the story is changing enough to where we think it may have actually been found in or near a place called the phone lockers, where before you go into a secure room, you have to lock your cell phone. Well, if that's the case, only certain people have access to that. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, though, tried to scold the press corps, insisting it's irresponsible even to ask whether it belonged to Joe or Hunter. It's not irresponsible. If this was the Trump White House, I'm just going to tell you, if this was the Trump White House, they would be all over this. It'd be nonstop coverage. They'd be forming a special commission. They'd be asking for a special prosecutor. But no, it's the Biden White House. It's cocaine. What are you doing? How irresponsible of you to even ask that question? How irresponsible of you not to answer it? The question that goes on says, how do you think they can sell this to us? If this were a white powder other than cocaine, would they give that cavalier response? This is a huge breach in security, revealing a big problem, and one that can lead to other problems if it's not addressed. When they tell us things that keep shifting or aren't true, it makes one wonder what they're trying to hide. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the epitome of monkey business. Yeah. All right, tell you what, we'll take the break right now. We'll come right back. I'll tell you guys about, thank you very much. Thank you. Funny how that monkey sounds an awful lot like a donkey. Get in line, donkey. Good donkey. All right, we'll take the break right now. We'll come right back. I'll tell you guys, last of the monkey business, the Republican and Democrat parties, they have rules. They have rules about their primary debates. I'll tell you what they are. You tell me if it's monkey business. It might be. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions. They are a business-oriented solutions company, and they've got an amazing track record of helping big-name businesses all over the state of Alabama and beyond with things that they need. They can help you with sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, warehousing, but their bread and butter remains staffing. So if you need people, if you need folks to do whatever, and it doesn't matter whether you need one or two with special niche skills hard to find, or whether you need an entire shift of people to help run the plant or staff the hospital or whatever, ZLA Solutions, they can do it. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. I always say blue collar, white collar, no collar. It don't matter. So, yeah, check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. These are friends of mine. I know them personally. I talk to them quite often. But, yeah, their website, ZLA Solutions, is ZLAUSA.com. All right. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side. Yeah. I got a caller on the line, Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff Rowe, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, buddy.
What's going on today? You not driving today?
No, I had appointments today. I'm in Evansville, Indiana today.
All right.
So I'm a little ways off. Made through Nashville anyway, apparently.
Yeah, there you go. What's on your mind today?
You need to keep your mouth quiet, buddy.
Oh, what I do?
You might be violating the Hatch Act some way or another, you know, I mean... you can't talk about cocaine in the White House.
The Hatch Act.
You know, never know. Could have been yours. I mean, they're looking for a scapegoat.
They are. I have been nowhere near D.C., nor would I have cocaine if I did. But
that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
You know,
besides, it's a two-tiered justice system. Don't you remember? I mean, it's okay as long as there's a Democrat in the White House. If there's a Republican in the White House, it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine in a Democrat White House, no problem.
Oh, how about this? Cocaine in a Democrat White House with a known former cocaine junkie, at least we think he's former, in the White House on a regular basis.
We don't know him, if he's a cocaine addict or not. I mean, you know, that was disinformation.
Yeah, that was not a video of him smoking crack while he drove his Porsche 172 miles an hour down the interstate to Las Vegas to meet hookers. No, not at all.
AI does a great job of editing videos, man. I mean, come on. You know, that's what it is.
Deep fake. It was a deep fake video. That's what it was.
Well, of course. That's the only explanation that makes any sense.
Well, the whole thing's a mess. All right, let me ask you this. What are the odds we're going to find out whose it was?
I put a bet in on that you'll never find out whose actually it was. You might get somebody who's a scapegoat, but you're not going to find out who is actually put it there.
I'm with you. All right, man. Hey, appreciate you, Jeff. Have a great day, buddy.
You too, Phil. Have a good one.
See you. Well, listen, monkey business. So, yeah, this whole thing, monkey business, was sparked by one story where I saw it. I thought, what are they up to? And that reminded me of being a kid. And my granddaddy saying, what are you kids up to? What kind of monkey business y'all up to? Well, that's the phrase that basically said, I can see it on your face. You got something going on. What are you doing? Let me shift gears away from true politics and get to political parties, all right? Away from the government side into the actual party side. So we're in the primary season already. We're neck deep in it. You'd never know it to see some of the ads not coming out of the Democrat side. But the Republicans, yeah, we're all in, man. We got things going on. First of all, you may be curious to know, and this is not monkey business. This is kind of cool. The Republicans are planning on holding three major candidate debates. Nikki Haley announced yesterday that her understanding is the third one will be in October in Alabama. Whoop, whoop. Put us on the political map. I like it. But thank you. Thank you. Right now what we are staring down the path, we're looking at the first one's going to be in Wisconsin in August. The second one's going to be in September at the Reagan Library in California. The third one will be, allegedly, in October. A spokeswoman for the Alabama GOP, according to AL.com, said Friday night that a presidential debate in Alabama has not yet been confirmed. But I saw a story that just came out this afternoon on 1819 that says that, yes, it's going to be in Alabama. So I'm looking for it, and we'll try to find out from our other sources and see if we can confirm something. But let's talk about the monkey bit as part of this. So they are governing their debates. I get it, sort of. So you tell me, Are they shielding us from seeing all the candidates when they set parameters on who's allowed to participate? So we got two different trains of thought here. The Democrats say no one gets a debate. We don't want anybody on stage with Biden. We're just going to pretend this is not going on. Primary? What primary? Oh, no, surely not. That's their version. Republicans, on the other hand, are going, dang, we got a lot of people in the race. We're going to set some parameters. What kind of parameters? Well, here's the deal. You have to pledge to support the eventual nominee. In other words, you have to say, if I am not the nominee, I will support the nominee. You also have to either hit 1% in three qualifying national polls or two national polls and one early state poll. Bottom line is, you have to poll above 1%. Okay. And you also have to raise money from at least 40,000 unique donors in 20 states or territories. Really? So you've got to show, what they're trying to show is you have broad enough support to earn the right to be on the stage. Now, I ask you, is that monkey business? I got mixed feelings on this. I mean, but then again, do we want just, you know, Joe Blow to say, I think I'll run for president and drop the qualifying fee and be allowed on the stage? Or the person who is not qualified in every state, just in some? What they're trying to do, I guess, is to really govern the fact that this is a serious undertaking and they only want the true serious candidates who have proven to the people that they have the worth to do it. Okay. As opposed to the Democrats who are like, no, we will not let Marianne Williamson or Robert F. Kennedy be on the stage with our chosen anointed one, Joe Biden. By the way, you know how that would go. Wish y'all could see Boomer's face right now.
That would be bad.
It would be bad.
I mean, bad, funny. I don't know.
It would be the subject. And you know what? No, I take it back. The late night shows would not even do it.
They would not.
Gone are the days.
No, yeah.
But we would.
We would. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll see. But the bottom line is this. Democrats, their version, their monkey business is, and theirs is monkey business. They will not let their candidate be exposed to a debate. And I think that's cowardice, first of all. If I were Biden, I would be ashamed that that's what they have to do to protect me. He needs to be challenged. He needs to be stretched. He needs to prove his mettle. Or can he? Apparently not. DNC is not even playing. They're just not going to do it. There will be no debates in the primary. But hey, good luck hiding if he gets the nomination come the general. All right. In the meantime, Republicans are saying, we got a lot of candidates. By the way, we got a lot of good candidates. And right now, it's expected that Trump, DeSantis, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy have all met the qualifications already. So those candidates, and those are some top-tier candidates. They are. Any one of those could run roughshod over Biden on a stage. That they are all expected to make the debate stage, although Trump has not confirmed that he will participate. And I think Trump's in, his advisors are saying they're kind of in the do-no-harm mode. Do we want to put him on stage where they can point out his legal troubles or whatever else? I don't know. I don't know if Trump will do it. I think he should. I think he absolutely should. At the same time, Mike Pence may very well make it. Right now, Chris Christie and some guy named Doug Burgum are considered to be odds out unless something changes. Monkey business. All right, folks, what an amazing day. I'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Boomer and I both. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then. right side ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side